Now, how long have you been serving?
Roughly 6.5 years.
And, I mean, during that time, you know, how long have you been in Afghanistan? You know, can you give me sort of a little history of your service?
Well, let's see. I enlisted February 2005, and then from February to about June of 2006, I was going through training for, you know, basic training, my occupational school. So about that whole time, I was in training, and then that took place throughout Parris Island, South Carolina, which is for, you know, boot camp, and then Marine Combat Training, which is in North Carolina. And then I went to Pensacola for my occupational school. And then I was moved to Miramar, California for about 3 to 4 months for follow-on occupational school. And then I was finally stationed at Beaufort, South Carolina.
Now, you're a St. Pete native. When did you last live in St. Petersburg?
Actually, it was April of this year, right before I came out here.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I sort of interrupted you. So you were stationed at Beaufort. When was your first deployment?
Well, I did two unit deployment programs to Iwakuni, Japan.
Okay.
While I was in Beaufort.
Okay.
And then after my time was up in Beaufort, they moved me to Yuma, Arizona. And this is actually my first deployment in country.
Okay. And how long have you been in Afghanistan?
About 4 months.
4 months. And can you tell me where you are?
I am at Camp Bastion.
Bastion?
Yes.
And where roughly is that?
Is it Helmand Province? Helmand?
Helmand Province.
Helmand Province. And have you been there the whole time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what is Afghanistan like?
It's very dusty and windy.
Mm.
It's a lot like Arizona in the summertime.
Okay. And primarily, what are your duties right now in Afghanistan?
I work on avionics electronic components, so basically electrical components that come from the aircraft.
Maintenance, repair with aircraft, would you say?
Yes. I work specifically on radar, flight controls, communication, and navigation systems.
And is that why you went to the occupational school? You got that training?
Yes.
Sounds like a difficult job.
It's not as difficult as you think. A lot of it comes with experience and on-the-job training. So it gets easier the longer you've been in.
So being deployed to Afghanistan, was that something that you really wanted to do?
Yes, it was.
And why is that?
I like to think it's kind of every Marine's dream, you know, regardless of what we have to come here to do, it's kind of a rite of passage for us.
And tell me a little more about that. Why is that?
Well, the whole time that we're going through training and, you know, not just our occupational training. But as far as when we're in garrison, we train. I mean, what I do back in the States is pretty much, I do the same thing I do here, but back in the States, it's all just for training. So here we're actually putting our job skills to the test and doing what we're trained to do for a reason.
How long is your deployment for?
About 6 months.
And do you know what you will do after that?
I will go back to Yuma, Arizona for a little while, and hopefully I will head to South Carolina again for drill instructor school.
Wow. Okay, I want to talk to you a little about St. Petersburg, but first I want to talk to you about 9/11. You know, we're coming upon the anniversary. What does 9/11 mean to you?
That's kind of a hard question to answer. 9/11 to me was a very tragic event. But it really doesn't, it helps me remember why I'm here and why I'm so proud to do the job that I do. But it's also not, it's a very small reason why we do what we do, in my opinion.
And when you say a small reason, talk to me a little more about that.
Well, the people that serve our country, they're a very different breed than most people. You know, basically, we have the same type of mindset as firefighters and policemen and school teachers. Some people were born to live for themselves, and some people were just born to live for others. And it, you know, if that was the only thing that you joined the military for, was to, you know, because of 9/11, then it probably isn't the best thing for you, in my personal opinion.
Okay. How did 9/11 affect you?
Me personally, you mean as far as family members and things of that nature, or?
Just you personally. I mean, how old are you now?
I am 25.
25. Okay. So, you know, you were a teenager. I mean, how do you think it affected you and shaped you as a person?
Well, when I was in high school, I've always thought about joining the Marine Corps. And when 9/11 did happen, it had me a little, my nerves rattled a little bit for a while. But then after I thought about it and, you know, I matured a little bit more, it definitely helped me finalize my decision to enlist in the Marine Corps.
And why is that?
Because I wanted to do my part. I mean, you know, what we do here is we help keep the threat away.
So did you enlist out of high school?
Yes, I did.
And where did you go to high school?
Lakewood High School.
And were you born in St. Petersburg?
Yes, I was.
St. Pete native. And who is in St. Petersburg? I know your mom's here. Who else?
My uncle and his family, who is actually a St. Pete police officer.
Okay.
And my I'm sorry?
Oh, I just said oh.
And my grandparents spent about 6 months out of the year there. I grew up, they lived across the street the whole time I was growing up, so.
I mean, if you really lived in a lot of different places, you know, since you've become an adult. Do you miss St. Petersburg?
I definitely do.
What do you miss about?
I miss being able to wear board shorts and flip-flops on Christmas Day. I miss the rain and the humidity.
Did you used to fish? What would you do for fun as a kid?
Definitely go to the beach a lot. Spent a long time, you know, in the local neighborhood down on in Lakewood Estates. Beach mostly, and then, yeah, I fished occasionally. I was never very good at it.
Did you play sports?
No, I didn't, actually.
So what will you be doing on 9/11?
I will be here, working.
So it will be another day?
Yes, for the most part, it will. I mean, we'll definitely take our time to remember that day, but also we have a job to do, so we'll continue to do that job.
Now, you're single, married?
I am single, but I do have a girlfriend.
Where does she live?
She lives in Yuma, Arizona.
Okay. She met your mom?
Yes, she has.
Okay. I think I work pretty good here. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think I'm good. I'm pretty good.
Okay. Do you have many friends still in St. Petersburg, or sort of, you know, you've moved on?
No, all my friends are actually still in St. Petersburg.
So what do you want to say to your friend?
That I'll be home soon, and I'll come have a cold one with him as soon as I can.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Oh, you're welcome, ma'am.
Take care. I'll send a link to my story when it's published online, I guess, to the woman who set this up. I think her name's Amanda.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.